You're listening to Coast Community Radio After Deadline. I'm your host, Chelsea Goro, with The Daily Historian. Today, our guests are former Councilman Peter Roscoe and Eric Paulson, the past president of the Astoria Regatta Association. The regatta has been canceled for 2013 due to a lack of interest and participants in the community. But after his loss in the Astoria City Council election to Drew Herzig, Peter Roscoe has decided to shift gears, making his mission to officially uncancel the regatta celebration, a tradition Astoria has held for the last 118 years.
Well, Peter, thank you very much for being here.
Sure.
The regatta has been an important part of the community for more than 100 years. As a born and raised historian, tell me what the regatta means to you.
Well, let's clarify one thing. I wasn't born here, but I did move here in the fourth grade. And, my dad was actually the admiral of the regatta in 1957. And he was still the commanding officer at Tongue Point Naval Station then. So I've just grown up. Regatta, it's our annual celebration is the way I see it. When I was in high school, I was in a float from the YMCA, and we had a trampoline on the back of a trailer, and I was pretty good at trampoline, and I actually did a flip over the top of our trailer stopped right where the Silver Salmon is, and there were streetlights in those days that went from side to side on a wire. And I did a flip over the top of the wire right in front of the... So, you know, we got to have it. We just simply have to have it.
So what efforts are being made right now to try to save it?
Well, what we're doing is we're having a meeting on January the 10th at Fulio's. And the reason we're having it the 10th is because there's a deadline for January the 12th to register for this... annual conference from the Northwest Festivals Association, and Astoria is a part of that. And so I'll probably be the one that goes up there, but somebody else could go also. So that's one of the things that is important, to go to that group and say, look, we don't want to leave your group. We might want kind of a hall pass this year for how much participation we have, but we're basically kind of restructuring. We are going to have a regatta. There have been a number of people that have stepped up and kind of covered the parade, and some of the activities are pretty simple, low-hanging fruit, like the Pirate's Den, for instance. You can always do that. And some of the other things we'll find out. And so I've been talking with Eric Paulson and some of the other people that were involved in previous regattas. We certainly don't want to disrespect anything. We want to honor all the history of the regatta. But we also think maybe it's time for kind of a lot of people that have come to me and talked to me, say, great, let's have a fresh start. And so we're looking for all members of the community. There is nobody, if we have to move this meeting on January 10th from Fulio's, we'll go to the banker's building and have the meeting there. And if it gets too big, I'll strong arm the Liberty and we'll have it at the Liberty Theater. That'd be great if 600 people showed up.
Okay. Who are you expecting at this meeting?
Who exactly? Mean names?
No, I mean just...
Anybody that wants to be involved in the regatta should come to this meeting and call ahead. That'd be great. Let me know. So if we have a huge crowd, I'll know what to... You know, we can move. We need to do the regatta court. That's going to be an important function. I know some people that are Royal Rosarians, as well as all the past regatta people know the Royal Rosarians, so we know we can count on their support. I would like to create a new committee, the Social Media Committee. We need some fashionistas to do the new regatta court. Maybe, I don't know. It's a community decision. The way I see this is this. Astoria is a team kind of a place. And so, you know, this is just another team effort. It's the way I see it. And I fully expect the community to come forward, and we're looking for a good question. Let me go back to your question about who do I want. I want young people. I want people in their, you know, half my age to come forward and say, we want to be involved in this.
Okay. Now, you've kind of spearheaded these efforts. So what kind of led to that decision?
I just didn't think that it was appropriate to, you know, I was just a voice of other people saying, we can't do this. In my lifetime, I've had a couple of experiences that where you're talking with people and they voice some kind of dissatisfaction with something. And for some reason, I've been given or, you know, whatever, I can say, hey, you know what, if I do this, this, and this, it'll happen. I mean, I've done that many times in my life. In areas that seem sort of public or legal or, you know, at the legislative level, I've just been able to connect the dots. But if you asked me to fix a carburetor, I couldn't do it, you know. So I just see, I see how this all can happen.
Okay. Has your experience with Astoria City Council kind of helped you with that?
That's just part of it. That's just a team thing, you know. The city council is... you know, the city council primarily, as you know, is about fixing CSO projects and balancing budgets and doing things like that. And once in a while, there's sort of high-profile things, but they're really a minuscule part of what really goes on. And they're really just part of Team Astoria, you know. Rotary is part of Team Astoria. Churches are part of Team Astoria. School districts, fraternal organizations, everything is... It's all just part of a team and just part of a community. And so the regatta is our celebration of the community. So we're not going to have it canceled. Okay. Everybody come on January 10th.
So what
325-9001. We want the phone ringing off the hook saying we're going to be there.
Okay. All right. So outside of the regatta, what else is filling your time these days? I know there's an event at the high school.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'm going to leave this interview and go over to the high school, and I'm cooking a dinner on Saturday the 5th for the students that are going to Waldorf for the celebration, the 50th annual Waldorf celebration. This is a fundraiser. So call the school district. I can't remember their phone number right now, but if you want to get some tickets, I think they're close to selling out. We're expecting 250 people. But I'll be helping them out. I'll just be, you know, again, I'm really not doing a lot of work. I'm just there telling the volunteer students how to chop the onions and make the sauce.
So coming out of the meeting on the 10th, what are your hopes for the regatta?
Well, initially, I would like to have, I know a lot of people that have already said they're going to participate, and some really key people, like, for instance, Kevin Leahy from Cedar is going to be a real key. He'll be able to, he's got administrative skills so that he can kind of group people and but we need some committee heads and people on committees. We're going to be getting a flow chart from Eric's side of things. It's going to give us a flow chart so we know what the organization is supposed to look like, and then we just start filling the slots. And I'm sure that I would be delighted out of this meeting if we were 100% full on that chart. But I would expect we're going to be at least a good ways there. We'll also have to raise some money. I've talked to a couple of the local bank presidents have already come forward and say, well, I expect you'll be coming and looking for a little something from us, but that's not going to be enough. I do have plans for a fun fundraising thing during the Crab Festival.
Okay.
So... raising some funds and getting volunteers. That's what I'm really looking for out of this meeting.
Okay. And what's kind of the next step? I mean, is the regatta officially uncanceled?
You know, I hate to... No. I mean, yes and no. There's a lot of effort going into uncanceling it. It could, anything can happen. So I don't want to say it's officially uncanceled, but unofficially, officially uncanceled. Is everybody confused yet?
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, let me repeat again. January 10th at Fulio's, 7 p.m., 325-9001 is the phone number at Fulio's. Call us and let us know you're coming so that if I can see how big a crowd it is, we can move the event. And we're looking for everyone there. You know, if you're a part of, if you feel like you're a part of this community, then this is a way to show it. So come on down.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter.
Thanks.
After the break, we'll be joined by Past Regatta President Eric Paulson. But first, we should mention the dinner at Astoria High School for the Waldorf students has since been postponed. You're listening to Coast Community Radio's After Deadline. We're back with former Regatta President Eric Paulson. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you.
Can you tell me and the listeners what your role has been in the Astoria Regatta in the past?
Well, I started as an escort back in 1995, and then I was vice president 97-98, in charge of the parade and the festival itself, and then took a leave of absence for a while and then joined it back again in 2011 as its president, and then again in 2012.
And what does the regatta mean to you?
Well, regatta is, you know, basically Astoria's heritage. It's 118 years old now. I grew up with it. My sister was a princess back in the 70s. I even drove the court around in our parents' car at a few of the parades before they had a float. So, you know, I've grown up knowing regatta. It used to be at what was then Gyro Field became John Warren Field and was at the fairgrounds for a while there. So, which is the fairgrounds downtown. And so I've seen the regatta been associated with it since I was a little kid. So it's, you know, it's part of Astoria's heritage. And that's why I've continued to remain involved. And that's why I got actively involved in 2011 to help it with the bicentennial year.
Okay. Now, it was announced last month that the events for 2013 would be canceled. How was that decision reached?
Well, basically, it was an easy decision. We have a handful of members, active members, and you know, I agreed to be president for a second year because there was no president for 2012. We had a president in the wings for 2013. However, due to some personal issues, couldn't carry forward with that role. So we had a nominating committee, and we met in December. And I said, okay, who's the nominees for president and vice president? The secretary and treasurer were Electro employees that agreed to do it. But they had no president and they had no vice president. So I said, without leaders, we don't have a regatta. So it was my suggestion that we furlough it for a year and get the community to see if they actually want a regatta and to see if there's, you know, my gut reaction or feeling initially was once we made the announcement that people would come out of the woodwork and get involved, because I don't think people want to see regatta leave. But it will take something like potentially not having a regatta to get people to say, I need to become involved. And that's what I think was happening right now.
So does the association allow you to furlough for a certain time period, or is that something that will they still travel here?
Well, the association is the Regatta Association, okay? And there we belong to a group called the Northwest Festivals Hosting Association. It's two different things. The regatta joined that hosting association back in the early 80s. But regatta has been its own entity ever since it started back in the 1800s. So it was the regatta's decision to furlough regatta. Being part of the Northwest Festival's hosting association that really has nothing to do with the regatta itself. It's just more of, do we want to participate in other festivals, which means that we travel to their festival and they in turn reciprocate and travel and come to our festival, typically bringing their floats and their courts and their dignitaries. That's what the festival association is about. But it really has nothing to do with the regatta. And as far as regatta staying alive or not. But the thing about the Festival Association, and we've talked about this internally for quite a while now, has been being in the Festival Association means you do travel a lot. There's about 12 festivals in the association, and they're all around the Pacific Northwest. Only Portland and Astoria are the Oregon ones. The rest of them are in Washington and one in British Columbia. So it does require a lot of traveling, and that's why it's difficult to get people to be the president because of the travel involved.
Okay. Now, were you disappointed that the furlough had to be taken?
Well, of course. You know, regatta's been around for, like I said, 118 years, but we can't do it with just a handful of people, and I wasn't going to be president another year, and there wasn't going to be a president, or no one was agreeing to be president. So, you know, really, I don't think we had an option but to say the group of people that were left, if we can't do it alone, then we have no choice but to furlough it, or at least make that announcement. And then if people decide to get involved, then we won't have to furlough it.
So after that announcement was made, what kind of reactions did you get?
Well, it was, you know, I received phone calls, emails, text messages, letters that people said we cannot let regatta leave or die, and how can we get involved? So that was almost immediate. And then, of course, I left on a trip and couldn't deal with it immediately. I'm encouraged that Peter Roscoe, I ran into him at an event, and he said, Eric, I really like to get involved in regatta. I'm no longer in the city council, so I think I'm going to take the time that I invested in the city council and help resurrect regatta. And so that's a good thing. I think Peter, with his association with city council, and the downtown merchants may be able to get the city to back it more and then get the downtown merchants to support it more.
Okay. So if any, what role will you have in the newly revamped regatta?
As far as the officer structure goes, the past president remains on the board. So it's the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and past president. You know, I was planning on remaining on the board as past president, and I will continue to do that. The purpose of the past president being involved is that there's some historical knowledge that comes with, and the ideal thing is that the vice president the year before becomes president, and then president becomes a past president, so you have kind of a one coming in and one that was just passed, and I will continue to do that if there is an association, because it's important that you know it's hard for someone to step into it and not have people that have done it before to at least guide or make some suggestions.
Okay, so if we can go back for just a moment, can you talk to me a little bit about what efforts go into a regatta, all the components, all the traveling, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, if you take the local festival portion of it, the first thing that happens is you select a theme for the upcoming year, and you kind of base the year around that theme.
And when is that theme usually selected?
When is it selected? Mm-hmm. It's usually selected right after the previous regatta. So that October, the year of the bicentennial, we had selected it in like September, so that we could prepare for the bicentennial year. Last year, the new beginning, we thought that we would kind of have a new beginning with Regatta. So that was selected about in December. And so you want to get the theme picked, so that if you do have a float, that the float can be geared around that theme. And then you also, in January, they have the Northwest Festivals Hosting Association Conference, and that's when typically you go and you present your theme to the other associations, and you present your packet, meaning what's going to happen during your festival. So you try to have it all done prior to that January meeting. So that needs to be done. And then we also start picking a court. Typically in January, we start interviewing the princesses. And then in February, they're announced. So that takes place. The reason that takes place is that at that time period is that you need to get the court wardrobe established, because the first parade with the Festivals Association is the Daffodil Parade in Tacoma, and that's in April. So everything kind of happens pretty quickly. And then after that, you just go from parade to parade to parade, and the girls start doing their speeches, and then you start gearing up for the regatta. So, and with the 12 festivals, that means there's 12 parades that we attend. And then you've got to get the float ready for those parades. So if you change we've used the same float for the last 2 years. It kind of replicates a story. It has the column and the bridge and the trolley and Fort Clatsop. And so that is kind of an Astoria theme. So that may become the Astoria float for a while. But most festivals change the float every year, so it looks different every year. But that takes time, money, investment, and a lot of energy to change the float. So that takes place once the theme gets decided, and then, like I said, then you start traveling to the other festivals. So being the president, you're supposed to conduct all the meetings locally, and that can range anywhere from one a month to every week. And as I get closer to a regatta, then it becomes weekly. And then you also travel to the other festivals, and you need to be there on Friday. That's when it starts, and you come home on Sunday. And if you're traveling to Spokane or Wenatchee or Marysville or something like that, you know, it can mean leaving even Thursday to get there in time for Friday. So it's a pretty big commitment to be president, and especially if you do it 2 years in a row.
Now, how are you helping Peter Roscoe as far as getting, he mentioned during his interview that you had helped him, you know, come up with a flow chart and that kind of thing. What other ways are you helping him?
Yeah, what we're doing right now, I mean, this is all kind of work in process. And, of course, the, you know, since the announcement about the regatta, and then we came right in the holidays, my traveling, and then the meeting scheduled for January the 10th, what we're doing with Peter is showing all the different committees that are part of the regatta. There's about 20 committees that have to have committee heads to take on all the activities. And then the hierarchy as far as officers go, as well as the bylaws of the association. You know, the regatta is a nonprofit 501c4. There are bylaws. You need to live by the bylaws in order to be a nonprofit. So anyone that comes into the regatta, and if they want to take the association and run with the association from this point forward, needs to stay with the bylaws, or they have to change the bylaws. So you can't just come in and say, okay, I'm going to change regatta all the way around and still have using the regatta nonprofit status without changing or modifying the bylaws, which become a membership issue and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So do you think there will be a regatta in 2013?
I think so. I really do. You know, the fact that you know, and that was our goal when we decided to make the furlough. We said either people will rally behind and there will be a regatta, or people will say, no, you know, we don't want to get involved. We're tired of regatta. It doesn't mean anything to us, and we won't do it. You know, we need financial support. You know, in the 2011, we were heavily involved with the downtown merchants. And, you know, quite frankly, half the merchants like regatta and half don't. There's businesses that support regatta, and there's businesses that don't. The hotels say it's a busy time of year, regatta, whether or not regatta is here or not. So, you know, it really comes down to, is there enough support in the community for a regatta? And not just show up at the parade, but there's a lot of work behind the scenes to do it, and it takes people to do it. And if it's too busy time of the year, if people have too much other stuff going on and they like to attend the regatta but they don't want to work for the regatta, then we have a problem.
Okay. So overall, what do you see as the future of the regatta? Do you think it will change form, or do you think it'll stay the way it's been?
You know, I don't know what the future of the regatta is going to be, quite frankly. Regatta used to be strictly local. And then it joined the Northwest Festival Hosting Association and started traveling. I've made some tremendous friends in that association. There's great people around the Pacific Northwest that are community-minded, and that has been a tremendous asset. But it takes a lot of time. So the question that the members have to have and the presidents have to have is, you know, do we remain part of the hosting association? And what are the pros and cons? The cons are you travel a lot and it's very expensive. It can range anywhere from $500 to $1,000 a festival per weekend. So if you have 12 festivals, you can spend anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 to go to it. And as the president, either the regatta funds it or you fund it yourself. I funded it myself. I didn't charge a regatta anything for all my travel expenses and the packet expenses. A lot of presidents can't afford to do that. So then the regatta has to raise money to do that. And then it's the time commitment. What the plus side is that you get the floats. One thing that people have commented about the regatta parade is you know, there's 10, 15 floats that are motorized and have people on it and are conducive to like the Rose Festival. So they're kind of elaborate for a city of our size to have, and it's unique for our area. You don't see those floats until you go to Portland. So that's a plus. But is it worth 12 weekends of someone's time to travel and the cost to do that to get their floats down here? And that's going to have to be a call the community has to make. But one of the things that we thought about was just making it more of a local event. Just do the parade. Just do the fireworks, the kiddies parade, the things that are more local that would reduce the cost. It's basically kind of what we did last year. It's far less expensive, but it's a smaller regatta, and that may be the outcome of it. Time will tell.
Thank you very much for joining us, Eric, and thank you also to Peter Roscoe for his participation in this week's After Deadline. This is Chelsea Goro from the Daily Historian for Coast Community Radio.